Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Thursday morning edition. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive studio to great radio stations all across America, as well as across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. And a special shout-out goes, as always, to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping out in the coronavirus effort all across the country and around the world, keeping us free and safe. Now, to the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers and janitors, maintenance, mechanics, construction workers, the bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, as well as the roughnecks working on the oil rigs and all those bridge tenders, too, keeping the waterways moving. Thanks for all that you do. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, on Twitter, at Captain's America, and don't forget to check out our all-new website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now, our number two, Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Let's get going with the pledge the second time. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, the big story right now is I've got the Weather Channel on in the background here, and let's see if we can hear this.
So now all that debris that's been ripped apart with this first eye wall is now free to easily fly. Not just like, oh, you know, we have more to rip off. You have now these huge chunks of debris that can easily go flying.
All right, well, what she's talking about is the wind has come through. She's somewhere, where is she? Oh, she's in Lake Charles. Okay, so she's on the left side of where this storm came ashore, around Cameron, I understand. Is that correct?
That's true.
She's on the left side, but she's still in 100-mile-an-hour plus winds, about 120 miles an hour. And 150-mile-an-hour winds now are moving onshore, and I'm looking at this right now as it's already reached I-10. And, gee whiz, boy, this is, and the wall of water is coming up the right side, too. So I know there's going to be areas of I-10 right now that are going to be impassable. I know there is.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And the Weather Channel also tweeting out earlier, violent winds are coming ashore, and then shelter in the most interior room of the lowest dry floor of your home. Treat this like a tornado warning. This is when the eye wall was coming in. So, and as we just heard there, the idea of debris flying, we were talking about that earlier as well, Captain, that it's a very, very dangerous situation.
Well,
we know that the wind gusts near the center are at least 185 miles per hour.
Yeah, there's a tornado warning right now over east Morgan City towards, just a little bit north of Morgan City. There's a tornado warning in that area right now. And this is going to be happening all night long and into the day as this storm moves along, because this is what happens. These hurricanes bring tornadoes in with them.
Well, exactly right. That's exactly right. And so, again, one of the main things we understand is the real problem here is going to be that storm surge as well. And that's just a wall of water that
yep.
we just can't fight against, and it's
yep.
going to go far inland.
Yep. All right. And let's see what's going on here. We have a caller. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yes, this is Robert in Atlanta.
What's up?
I would like to have dialogue when I call into your station.
What are you talking about, sir?
The last time I called, I was rudely interrupted, and
well, are you the one that wanted to talk about Hillary Clinton? We got better things to talk about that. Thank you. Okay, I'm not. I control the topics, and right now we're not talking about Hillary Clinton. So that's a bunch of nonsense. We have people that are in harm's way. I have radio affiliates in the area where this hurricane's come on shore. I'm probably the only live voice that some people are hearing right now over in that area. So we're doing what's called public service for our affiliates, and that's more important than talking about Hillary Clinton, in my humble opinion, Kyle.
Well, we are doing our best to get as much information out as we can right now. And, of course, right now it's dark in the area of Cameron where Laura's coming ashore. We're getting a little bit of video footage from some of the news stations and so forth, but we just won't know for several hours here what exactly is the area is going to look like. But we do know this. We do know that the amount of water that this is bringing ashore can be deadly. So that's one of the reasons we're trying to get as much out as we can.
Yeah, and again, advising all the people, the truckers that are headed east or headed west up on I-10 or on I-20, I-20 is right now still your better bet to bypass. If you can get up on I-20 and take that going east-west up through there, that's your better bet. But I-10, I would stay the heck off it. Anything east of Houston, anything west of Pascagoula, Mississippi, I would not get on I-10. I would definitely go up through Atlanta. If you're coming out of Florida, go up through Atlanta and then go that way. If you need to, get on I-40, and you definitely will miss most of it because as the storm moves further inland today and progresses further north, what's going to happen is you're going to have the rain right up into Little Rock, heavy rain, and, of course, all these storms are going to follow it, the severe thunderstorms and tornadoes and all that, and there's watches and warnings that are posted all the way up into Arkansas, all the way over into Mississippi right now. Now, the winds are down to 140 miles an hour sustained right now as the storm is right now just up above, right at I-10, right at I-10 east of Lake Charles. That's what we're noticing right now.
That's right, Captain. And, of course, again, as you mentioned, this is a category 4 storm.
Yeah.
And this is a real monster.
Yep. And hold that thought, Kyle. And folks, we'll be right back with more. And we're going to go back to some of the information we got here to be talking about. So don't go anywhere because this is the Captain's America Third Watch in the middle of the night. And we are your voice out there in the radio for all you truckers that are out there telling you about what's going on that you need to know about. I'll be right back.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and give you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Indeed you are. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Auto Glass America. Now, there's gold waiting in your windshield. If you give it an inspection today and it's chipped or cracked, you'll get $100 guaranteed when you have it replaced by Auto Glass America. They'll handle your windshield needs and give you a lifetime warranty, whether you're driving a car, a truck, or a van. And if you've got Florida Comprehensive Insurance, that's required here in Florida to be able to do this. And from Fort Myers to Orlando to Gainesville to Tampa and Sarasota and other surrounding areas, Auto Glass America will come to your home or your office and process your insurance claim. Premium quality windshields and $100 cash back when you mention me, the captain. The number to call, 813-96-GLASS, 813-96-GLASS for Auto Glass America. And tell them Captain Matt Bruce sent you. And Kyle, what do they always say?
Auto Glass America.
There he is, right on target again. I love it. All righty. Now, AOC is all upset again. Poor little AOC, right?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
A House measure that would create a commission of Puerto Ricans to possibly change the island territory's relationship with the United States, meaning instead of being a territory, they might actually become a state, is causing a rift amongst the Democrats of Puerto Rican descent, starting with AOC.
Yeah, this real interesting thing. I think it's called, Puerto Rico Self-Determination Act of 2020.
Yeah.
Yeah, they want to have a status convention that are made up of delegates selected by Puerto Rican voters, and they would come up with the long-term solution, basically, for the territorial status of the island of Puerto Rico. Yes.
All right, and I just got some information here. Again, this is coming from the Weather Channel. Hurricane Laura is bringing catastrophic storm surge and damage, wind damage, to Louisiana. And the center of the storm right now is about 10 miles southwest of Lake
Charles, Louisiana, which pretty much puts it right on the Texas line. And, of course, all this to the right of the storm is where the surge is, and it's where the majority of the bad weather is. And, of course, that let's see if we can hear this.
Historic hurricane, and we'll probably feel the effects of it for months, if not years, in the future. So it's storm surge. That's going to be the number one most devastating part of this storm. Could push 40 miles inland. We've also got to watch out for some extremely damaging wind and some very heavy rain as well. This is the forecast cone. And
all right. Well, they're showing us what it's doing right here. And by the way, this thing is supposed to come back out somewhere around northern Virginia and back out into the ocean again.
That's right. It'll
supposed
make
to make
that
a loop.
Turn.
Yeah,
that's right. It'll make that turn. And, yep. And so, again, it's still going to be a huge rainmaker as it moves on up through, and that's what they're really concerned about, just as we've been saying all evening, and that is it's the storm surge. And so they've really been predicting quite a wallop with this.
Like I've been telling people, it's the water that'll kill you. When you see water and you don't know how deep it is, do not drive through, especially running water. Do not drive through moving, running water, which is what a storm surge is, because 6 inches of water on a highway.
Move your vehicle without you even turning a wheel.
Well, that's right. And, Captain, I know that you've got experience in the aftermath of these storms.
Boy, do I.
And, you know, obviously I know that there've got to be some key things that people should do or shouldn't do, obviously, if they are, in fact, in the middle of this whole thing.
Well, number one, if they haven't done this already, and a lot of these houses are up on stilts, I get that, they need to go to the highest point of the house. And in some cases, even though the winds are blowing whatever they're blowing, and you remember New Orleans in the Ninth Ward, right?
Oh, yes.
The mayor told people to go into their attics, go to the highest place in the house, go to your attic. But he never told them if they didn't have a way to get out of the attic, they had to cut a hole in the roof to get the hell out, because when the water was there, how were they going to get out of the house?
Exactly, and that was a lot of tragedy that struck as well.
Yeah, because we found people in the attic drowned.
Yes.
Because they couldn't get out. And then the people that had equipment that poked holes in the roof and all that sort of stuff to where they could actually egress and get up on top of the roof, they were the ones that survived, but they were few and far between, unfortunately. But the thing of it is don't get yourself in a situation where you're going to get trapped. You shouldn't have stayed behind to begin with. That's number one. And if you did, number two, you're in a heap of hurt, because no one is coming to get you until this thing dies down to winds of about 40 to 45 miles an hour. The helicopters can't fly in this stuff. Certainly the rescue equipment can't get to you. They're not going to drive through moving water, because this will take a 10 or 20 ton fire truck, and guess what? Take it right down the river with it.
Well, exactly. And of course the water really just isn't just water for it. It's mixed up with stuff that it carries along with it.
Critters
that swim in the water, of course. And,
yep.
And then also, of course, I'm sure in terms of the sewer system and so forth, all that becomes a really bad soup.
Yeah. Now, there's a report that Russia and China are working together on designing a non-nuclear sub to be used for research.
Yeah, pretty interesting.
Russia and China working together. How about that? That's a switcherooner.
That's a switcherooner, and it may just really be, you know, indicative, number one, of the fact that, you know, this president, Captain, is not really taking anything from either of those two nations, perhaps they feel that, you know, as a long shot here, they may feel that, well, we may work together a little bit. Obviously, this isn't technically for anything having to do with wartime or anything like that, but it could be indicative of the fact that they don't see the United States as being as it once was in terms of our relationship to both those nations. So they may be working together, and I'm sure it has something to do with saving resources and money and development.
Yeah, and by the way, we're getting another report here coming from the hurricane area where it's on shore, that many areas have already gotten 5 and 6 inches of rain, with the possibility for 10 to 15 to 20 inches of rain, very high probability in some of those areas.
That's exactly right. Exactly right. And, of course, it's all very fluid, because we see how the storm actually tracks. But what we're seeing right now is pretty much in line, I think, with what they expected. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, there's a survey that was done. The coronavirus concern has now fallen in six key states because they're starting to get things under control. These are battleground states as President Trump's approval rating continues to rise.
Well, that's right. And again, this is quite an interesting, for all, everything we've been through this year and all the different stuff about 2020, why should the presidential election be any different, really? We just seem to be in uncharted territory of how these things are really moving, contrary to what the typical game plan or expectations are. I think the president's approval rating is rising because, again, you had a very strange Democrat convention. The president was still very visible during that time. People are tuning in perhaps like never before. Well, not to the DNC, really, but they're tuning in terms of what's going on in the country, and they're very, very interested, and I think President Trump's reaping the rewards of that.
By the way, your neighboring congressman from Hollywood, Adam Schiff, is in the news again. He said, the FBI has yet to probe Donald Trump's financial ties abroad.
Well,
What's he doing here?
Well, it's just the latest.
Back in the game again?
I guess so. He has to come out with something that, you know, sounds really ominous. You know, he has to come out with something so he can sound super important about that stuff, I guess.
And a couple of other things here. Mayors right now, especially the ones in the blue cities, are losing out on federal dollars as the census deadline is approaching and more people are showing not to be living in areas where they were before. They've moved out of these cities.
Well, and in many ways, can we blame any of them? I think this has been happening for a time. So I think again, it's going to go counterintuitive to what I think a lot of these city officials would have thought. They, oh boy, we'll get some money or we'll get some resources and this kind of thing, but it may be a little different than what they expected.
Yeah, and they're not all moving to Florida. Some of them are coming to Tennessee, where they also don't have a state income tax. They're also going to Texas, where they don't have a state income tax. They're going to Nevada. Some people are moving to Alabama and the Carolinas. They want to come partway down because they still get a little bit of winter weather there, but not everybody's coming down here where I'm at, so don't worry, folks. We still got some freedom down here.
Go ahead.
We still have a lot of Europeans, by the way, moving in here.
Oh, really?
Germans in particular. So, Maria, if you're listening, there's a house with your name on it.
That's right. Exactly right. Maria, absolutely. Well, California, the other day, somebody proposed trying to tax people for up to 10 years after they moved out of California if they had enormous wealth.
I don't think they can do that.
I don't either.
All right, hold the fort. Folks, we'll be right back with more. Kyle Warner, professor of politics, as we take a little break here. Bottom of the hour news headlines coming your way, and then we'll be right back. And Kathy, take us to the break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's...
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Second Lady Karen Pence used her speech at the Republican National Convention to pay homage to the military.
I have been privileged to hear so many stories of selfless support,
volunteer spirit, and great contributions to the armed forces and our communities.
Also speaking at the convention's third night was Kellyanne Conway, the outgoing counselor to President Trump.
President Trump and Vice President Pence have lifted Americans, provided them with dignity, opportunity, and results. I have seen firsthand many times the president comforting and encouraging a child who has lost a parent who has lost a child.
Vice President Mike Pence spoke from Fort McHenry in Baltimore. The Dow gained 83 points. This is USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, indeed you are, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. And this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends over at Relief Factor. Now, Relief Factor is something that I've been taking religiously for going on 4 years right now. And if you're struggling with nagging pain, arthritis, back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, ankle pain, hip pain, maybe you've got just general muscle aches and pain in general from the work that you do, then what you got to do is try the $19.95 3-week quick start. It's all it costs for 3 weeks, $19.95. And if it works, you're in like Flynn. You'll go right on the automatic shipment. And if not, then you're only out $19.95. And the vast majority of the people that try it, it works for them. Now, it's all natural, 100% drug-free. It supports a healthy response to inflammation and decreases discomfort, and it goes right straight to the source of the pain. It also helps you with the healthy joints and muscles. So go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, or if you want to give them a call, you can call them at 800-583-84 and use the product code CAPTAIN. Okay, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, there you are. Now, Jerry Falwell Jr., who's having his share of problems, right?
Oh, yes.
Well, it's at least going to be a problem there. He's going to be wealthy because he says he's going to get $10.5 million dollars in severance pay for leaving Liberty University.
Yeah, that's really extraordinary. That's a lot of money. It's just a lot of money. And, you know, we don't know where the rest of this story is going and what the real fallout is going to be, but yeah, that's a lot.
Well, no, we don't, but again, that would probably be because his father told him to do something like that. That's my guess.
Yeah, it could be. It could be part of, you know, as you said, the severance, so maybe he had some sort of contract and that kind of thing, which called for that no matter what the circumstances might be.
Yeah. Now, the other thing is we have got some things going on here with the iPhone and Apple and Huawei and ZTE, which is another phone manufacturer, Huawei and ZTE. Now, Huawei and ZTE have lost their patent appeal cases at the Supreme Court in the United Kingdom, where they were trying to take control of their phones, if you will, there, and manufacture them in England, not to China, to bypass this regulation that's been put against them because of the fact that their phones spy on people.
Well, right, yeah, and part of this, too, is that there was another appeal as well. This was a legal action brought by another company, a patent licensing company, against Huawei and ZTE, evidently for infringement of four of its UK patents as well.
Mm. Now, the other thing is Apple is going to let their iPhones use contact tracing without installing the app. In other words, you're not going to be able to disconnect that.
Well, yeah, this is part of right now it's out in beta, as they say. It would be the iOS version 13.7, and then one would expect it would be out for the general public. They have a group of beta testers. But what it will do is it will essentially let you opt into COVID-19 exposure notifications without having to get some sort of separate app. So we don't know yet, but it may be something that you could turn off, but you'd have to probably dig down into the weeds of your iPhone in order to find it. In other words, from what I understand, and we're waiting for confirmation on this, it may simply update and simply just be there.
Now, the Kansas City Fed's president, Esther George, has said that the economy is starting to show signs of life, and it's starting to move upwards a little faster than what some people thought it might do. And that's a good thing.
Well, that is good news for America. And, you know, I think that as Vice President Pence was speaking yesterday evening at the RNC from Fort McHenry there, it was absolutely great when he said, you know, we've already put back about 9 million jobs since we started trying to come out of this COVID-19 disaster, basically. And that's because there is an exuberance out there, Captain. People want to get back to work, I think, by and large. I think that, again, there wasn't something wrong with the economy. We have a lot of challenges ahead of us. There's no doubt about that. But the people are ready and raring to go.
Well, everybody is watching to see what's going to happen with this next jobs report coming out. I know that it's been getting better, not worse. So I'm assuming that we'll have another better streak because things. And again, we just mentioned that with what we've talked about, the virus concerns falling in six key states. Some of them happen to be battleground states. And that means that things are starting to come back to life again. As the things get better, then more is allowed to be able to be done.
Well, sure. And then again, people's moods are lifting. You know, people's perceptions are changing. The people across the country, Captain, they're not dour. They're not wanting to go away.
And remember, in my state, in Florida, the Miami Dolphins, who are going to be opening their home season in the NFL, they are going to have 13,000 people in their home football stadium. They're all going to be socially distanced, pods of 10 people at a time, and they'll be scattered around the stadium, but they'll have 13,000 people in the stadium in Florida.
That's right. And you know something else in terms of comparisons of these conventions that we've been watching, having the audience there, you know, they didn't have a huge amount of people for Vice President Pence, but they had a good amount of people, and it really does change the environment. And people are, they want things to get back to normal. They want to be safe and they want to socially distance, but what a difference it makes when you have real people there.
Now, I know this is going to really upset you because the people have gone by you with their net worth. Elon Musk now, his wealth now currently exceeds $100 billion, but Jeff Bezos is still worth twice that amount of money.
After a while, I mean, it's not monopoly money, but to them it might be monopoly money at this point. That's really something. But here's the thing though too, and people will talk about taxation, or they'll talk about this and that. But at the same time though, Captain, these two men were able to build their dreams in this country with this system, and that's the aspirational thing that so many entrepreneurs, you know, people are out there. I remember hearing an interview with Jeff Bezos years ago when he first started. Actually, he would drive books to be mailed out to people. People were buying books on Amazon. You know, so these things start with an idea. They start in a garage, and right now, somebody out there is in their garage. They've got the next big thing. I'll make them a billionaire.
And by the way, we're going to the moon. We're going to colonize the moon, which we've heard about that for years and years and years. That goes back way beyond the television show Star Trek, but we've known that that's something that they've been talking about doing because there's money to be made by doing that.
There is. There's so much. There's so many resources, not only on the moon, but of course in the solar system itself. You know, these are engineering feats that we can do. There's no doubt about it. I mean, with enough knowledge and know-how of the people that put the men on the moon, they had to invent things that John F. Kennedy never knew about. You know, they didn't exist at the time when he gave that great speech to say we're going to go to the moon. And so it's just we have to have a real desire to do it. But yeah, I mean, talk about dreams of avarice. It's all waiting out there and not all that far away from as far as we think it might be.
All right. Well, we're going to be taking a break here in just about 30 seconds or so. But when we come back, the Truckers Highway and Bible Report again, and we're going to get a little bit more extensive into what's going on, because as this storm is expanding and coming on shore, there are all kinds of warnings, not watches anymore, but warnings. The east part of Texas, right on up to the I-20 from I-10 and the shoreline of Texas down around Beaumont, over into Lake Charles, over into the New Orleans area right now, all kinds of warnings right on up to I-20. So now we'll tell you when we come back what you're going to have to do if you're traveling east-west to the long-haul truckers and all that. All right, I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Kathy, you can take us to break, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The Mech Tech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, sir. Good friend Donna Fiducia up there, Carrollton, Georgia way, just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. A big hoo-ah out there to everybody in Fort Benning, Georgia. Now, this portion of the program, our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, is brought to you by our good friends at your Pilot Travel Center and Flying J Truck Stop. Pull on in there. Tell them you've been listening to Captain's America Third Watch, and I was talking about the Flying J. You get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee, and oh, by the way, join the Drivers Club. Earn some points every time you get fuel or buy something in a restaurant or whatnot, and you can get yourself one of those nice thermos cups there as well, and you can fill it with cold or warm liquid, whatever it is. All right, let's get started.
Country.
Bobby Palermo, Make America Great Again. And that song became famous 4 years ago, and we're going to make it famous again this time around to get Donald Trump reelected. All right, I want to get started real quick here to take a look at the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Now, before I give it to Kyle to talk about what's going on out west, the entire state of Louisiana right now, from the Gulf all the way up to the Arkansas line and even the southern part of Arkansas, is either tornado warnings or tornado watches, flood warnings or flood watches, the entire state, as well as eastern Texas from Texarkana all the way down to Beaumont and Houston. Okay, Kyle, take it away.
Well, Captain, we're going to start in southern Arizona with Phoenix. So we've got temperatures there, of course, that are going to be upwards of 113. As we head towards Kingman, they're going to kick up a couple of notches, 115 degrees. That same is going to be for Las Vegas area as well. So if you're going along the 15 near Las Vegas, you've got some excessive heat for sure, and certainly on I-10 coming out of Phoenix. In California, we still have the fires burning. In Central California, looks like the CZU complex fire, more than 80,000 acres, is about 19% contained. LMU complex fire is about 33% contained. Lots of buildings have been destroyed, unfortunately. And that smoke continues on in to southern Oregon. Also, we've got smoke issues over or air quality issues near Pocatello, Idaho. Excessive heat warnings up in northern Montana, also in southern Wyoming, and still have smoke in the I-25 corridor near Denver as well.
All right. Let's go over here and take a look at what we got going on. We've had Hurricane Laura come ashore, and it is moving to the north. The winds came in sustained at 150. They're down to 140. They are going to be dropping some more as the storm starts to weaken now as it makes more contact with land. But it's going to be a hurricane, looks like, all the way up to probably Shreveport, Louisiana, and over towards Longview, Texas, and maybe even up to Texarkana. Looks like we're going to have hurricane force winds all the way up through there before it finally drops down to a tropical storm and then moves on. But we've got rain all the way up into Little Rock. We've got flood watches and warnings and heavy rain, thunderstorm, severe thunderstorm watches and warnings up through Arkansas. The little south eastern corner of Oklahoma right now has got some watches in it as well. We've got tornado watches in Mississippi. We've got flood warnings now in Mississippi, east of New Orleans over towards Pascagoula, and we've had some surge watches all the way over to Mobile, Alabama, and even into Pensacola, but the surge over there would have been 1 to 3 feet, not the 15 to 20 that we've seen that went into just east of Texas state line. Now, what are you seeing as far as the location on the storm right now, Kyle?
Well, the last that we heard, Captain, it was still about 10 miles southwest of Lake Charles, but it is moving northward at a speed of about 15 miles an hour, we understand. So obviously it's going to be continuing on. And as you mentioned, we do have the winds that have been decreasing slightly. And even as it gets up in the state of Arkansas, it's probably going to drop down in terms of its category, maybe even a couple of notches. But still a very, very formidable storm. And again, one of the other reports is we have about 56,000 people that we understand, or 56,000 homes that may be out of power in southern Texas right now.
Oh, there'll be more. Yeah. There'll be a lot more.
Yeah. And so again, but since it's the middle of the night there, basically, we'll know more when the sun comes up in the morning. We start getting more reports. But generally speaking, again, this is still a very, very powerful storm, and it increased, as you've been saying, Captain, to the listeners, mm-hmm. It increased almost 90% in 24 hours before it hit.
Yeah, and we knew it was going to do that because of the warm weather. Okay, Kyle, tell everybody how we can hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, everybody, the professor of politics. We appreciate him, and we appreciate all the information we're able to get out to you. All right, now, joining us from FoundersCode.com, we've got Denise Simon. Good morning, good morning. Do you know anybody in Louisiana?
I do.
Well, the entire state of Louisiana, and I don't think I've ever seen anything like this, is either under a tornado warning or tornado watch, a flood warning or a flood watch, or a hurricane warning or a hurricane watch, the entire state.
It's really remarkable. And a Cat 4 at the high end of a Cat 4, so close to being a Cat 5.
5 miles an hour. Mm-hmm.
This one's going to be a rough one for them.
Yeah. Now, it's down to 140 mile an hour sustained, and when it came ashore, it had 185 mile an hour, where the highest gusts out about 20 miles from center. We've got the surge that's definitely pushing water up through there. I-10 is already being reported several areas underwater, which is not to be not expected. I told everybody to stay the heck off I-10 because of this. Now, the water is already starting, and the heavy rain and all that up towards I-20. This thing is going to move along still about 15 miles an hour. It's already raining up towards Little Rock, I-30. If you're coming out of Texas, it's going to be an interesting drive today, and it'll just wind itself down, but it's going to take a while to go from 150 miles an hour back down to where you got a 40 or 50 mile an hour wind. That's all there is to it.
Yeah, we're going to have to, when daylight hits, I think it's going to be a very different story.
Yeah, and there's already 56,000 customers without power just in East Texas alone. Some of these areas in Louisiana are so remote, small towns and whatnot, if they're even standing after this, because the buildings are very old, most of them in those areas, in the swamp down in the bayous and all that stuff, if they're even standing, it'll be remarkable. I just hope the people weren't stupid enough to stay and hunker down in their homes.
You can't judge what people are going to do. They all have their different reasons, but we'll see where it leads. They've been given enough time and warning.
Yep. Now, we will be talking more about this, of course, folks, as the morning goes along. But the big thing, and I'll just tease this because we'll be talking more about it on the other side, Minneapolis blew up last night because the report came out right away. Oh, police have shot another black man. And then they went out and started tearing the place up and looting and robbing and that sort of thing. National Guard was activated again by the governor. The mayor called them in, said, I need help. And we'll get to all that when we come back. More with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. So don't go anywhere. Kathy's going to take us to the top of the hour news. And when we come back, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, will be with us.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
We never treated President Bush the way they treat President Obama. It's no use whining about it. We just have to get people out to vote.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you helped?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.